months yesterday with this technical preparation and forming with you. Shwana now, and because always when you do any kind of meditation, we just start off in the same way, just finding that sense of peace, the initial mindfulness, and then that is really where any kind of meditation starts. So always take a lot of time in the beginning, just to get ready. So as always, close your eyes and start by feeling the body. Usually you can feel your mental mood by feeling if your body is at ease or not. And if your body isn't really at ease, just spend time easing up any tensions, any problems that you may have. And as you do that, you find that the mind also becomes much more easeful, because the mind and the body are so closely connected with each other. Spend a bit of time just feeling your body, feeling if there is any tension, any problem, and then resolve those issues first of all, having a bit of metta, a bit of kindness towards yourself, and allowing those tensions to sort of dissipate by themselves. so much of the meditation practice is about the attitude you have. And with the right kind of attitude, it tends to flow so easily. Not worry about the breath so much, just leave the breath to one side, at least in the beginning. Yeah. The breath can kind of be in the background, but in the foreground, make sure you prepare the mind in the right way. Allow yourself to relax by feeling the body, having a sense of kindness and compassion towards yourself, and just enjoying being here at this wonderful Kadhuri Center. It's amazing that we are in Hong Kong. It's so peaceful here in the evening and in the morning. Over here is this beautiful silence around you. To really enjoy that and feel how fortunate you are to be here. Have a sense of gratitude to yourself, to the organizers, to everyone for this wonderful opportunity. And if you get your mind in the right framework, meditation just flows so beautifully and so nicely. sort of bids, you can feel rightly again. Try to feel how beautiful it is just to be completely still there, and the joy, the peace inside and also without. It's so nice and so beautiful there. And if you find that the worldly thoughts are penetrating into your meditation, then always remind yourself how meaningless the world actually is. And in the world there are no real solutions, and there are no real results. Everything is out of control, out of our control. So allow that world to be there, and find the meaning instead where it really exists, in the spiritual practice and in the meditation practice. The deeper you go in meditation, the more meaning there is. So allow the peace to penetrate deep inside of you and feel how delightful and beautiful it all is. see what happens if we go through this process of dying, what it feels like. And the idea here is to make it realistic, and that you actually imagine yourself being on your deathbed, but you are really there. This is kind of the idea. So imagine yourself, you are in a white room somewhere, maybe in a hospital, maybe in a hospice, somewhere. In a white room where all the walls are white, the ceiling is white, and you're lying on the bed with a thin mattress on the bed. You're wearing some kind of white clothes, very simple things like hospital clothes or whatever. There is no window. The door is closed. There's nothing in this room of any interest whatsoever. Everything is just white and plain and simple. You have already seen the people for the last time. Between now and the final point of passing away, you won't be seeing anyone. You're lying on your back on this bed. You know that very shortly, maybe only an hour or two away, you're going to die. You come to the very end of your life. What does it feel like? Ask yourself, are you ready to die? start to realize that there are more things that you have to let go of in this world that you cannot take with you past the point of dying. One of the things that we have to let go of is all the people in our life, all our friends and all our acquaintances, every one of them has to be left behind. All the people who are dearest to us, all our family members, whoever they might be, everyone has to go. Nobody you can take with you after you pass away. So wish everyone well then. Say goodbye to them for the last time in your heart, and then carry on in solitude towards your final passing away. Obvious that even more things that you have to abandon, that so much of your sense of identity is tied to this world. Your social status, your education, your nationality, your gender, all of these things are connected to this world. All of that has to go. Feel that delightful sense of letting go of all of these burdens that tie us down. Give us a sense of identity that is really worthwhile having. see if we can to feel that beautiful emptiness inside, and you give up your sense of identity. It's almost as if you are nobody anymore. What a wonderful thing it is to be nobody. The sense of emptiness inside, this beautiful lightness of the mind that doesn't hold on to anything anymore. Give up all this identity business. It is such a burden. Now you are moving away from it anyway. You don't really have any choice. feel this beautiful sense of lightness inside her, no burden anymore, having let go of so many things from this life, and all that you are carrying with you, this beautiful feeling inside of you, this bright, beautiful gratitude to the whole world. You're feeling the glow inside of all the good qualities that you have built up during a long life. What a wonderful feeling that this is. And gradually, you just carry on like this into the future, into the unknown. As you gradually move on into the future, there is no burdens anymore. You feel so light inside, and how wonderful this feeling of emptiness actually is. All that there is this beautiful warm glow in your heart. And as you do this, you realize that all of this being afraid of dying, how foolish it was, because it is such a beautiful moment. In fact, dying is far more beautiful than living the ordinary life. It's so nice and so beautiful, so light and so warm. And you start to feel this wonderful sense of gratitude to all the people in your life, all your spiritual teachers, all the Kalyana Mitras. Thank you so much for your support. This, I'm now reaping the result of all those wonderful friendships over such a long time. Send the feeling of gratitude to all those people in your life. feeling the wonderful sense of freedom and emptiness inside it, it is impossible for you to have any ill will towards anyone in the whole world. You feel a sense of gratitude to all of humanity there, and you see all the positive qualities there. So send that metta to the whole world there. Visualize the earth, if you like, for the last time. This beautiful planet of green and blue and a little bit of brown and white. And the whole earth enveloped in a beautiful golden and warm light. And send your well wishing to all these beings. May everyone, may you all be happy here. May you all be well. This is the process of dying, and if anyone is a person with a good heart, you can expect a beautiful death, something light, something free, something wonderful. Now, towards the very end, just come back again to your breath for a few moments, just to kind of balance things out a little bit. you feel now like? If you feel more at ease, more relaxed, if you feel better, then ask yourself why that is the case. What are the things you have let go of? What is the causes for this sense of peace and happiness and hopefully you feel inside? Okay, so that's the meditation for now. So I suggest let's have another break.